And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. According to the ecological website Earth911, glass manufacturers plan to use 50% of recyclable materials in the production of new bottles of glass by the end of 2013. Also, the energy saved from recycling just one glass bottle could power your computer for about 30 minutes. Now, our guest today likely didn't consider these arcane statistics or other environmental facts. He started out simply because he wanted to make a difference and perhaps a little money as well. And joining us today is Damon Wittenborn, the founder of Atlas Glass, a local sustainable business that recycles glass. Welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you so much for letting me get on here and tell you a little bit about my service and get the word out.
Well, tell us about your experience first as a military veteran and what led up to you starting the business. Tell us about your time in the military.
I joined the United States Marine Corps, and I signed up in 1998, right after my junior year in high school. And after I graduated in 99, August 15th, I shipped out to San Diego and MCRD San Diego and started my career for 5 years. I went to school. They taught me a lot, and I ended up working on AV-8B Harriers out in North Carolina. It's the best thing that I ever did.
Now, you got comparatively lucky as far as active duty was concerned after September 11th. Tell us about that.
I did. You know, I was out in 29 Palms, California, which is in the Mojave Desert, when September 11th happened. And, you know, it was such a terrible thing. I thought for sure that, you know, and I was ready to go, of course, but that we were going to leave the Mojave and go straight to another desert. Things kind of calmed down a little bit for a minute, and then my squadron shipped out, but there needed to be somebody left behind to run the shop back in the rear. So half the squadron got on a boat and went to the Mediterranean, and they sat in the Mediterranean for 9 months running sorties off the boat. They never really got to get off the boat, and I got to stay in the rear. I was really sad about it, and, you know, that was a hard thing to have to do, but somebody that knew what was going on had to stay behind.
But happy to have served, nonetheless, and you did serve.
I did serve. And like I said before, it was the best experience I ever had. It's what made me who I am today, and I'm so proud of it.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, what made you come back and decide to start Atlas Glass? Why did you choose glass to recycle out of everything else? Why did you choose to enter the recycling business?
Well, you know, back in 2009, Ripple came around, and they teamed up with Deffenbaugh and started doing a great service to our community. I got so excited about it when I saw that, and I was, you know, like probably most people, every month I was taking whole bags and bins full of glass to it. But that joy tends to wear off after a little bit, you know, all that sticky mess in my car.
Really, the joy wore off?
Yeah, it did. It didn't take too long for it to wear off.
Now, tell us about the process that made you want to turn it into a business. I mean, you heard about Ripple Glass, which is a recycler here, one of the only larger ones for about 500 miles around. Tell us about how you specifically got involved.
Well, also, for, you know, ever since I got out of the Marine Corps, I worked for my brother as a carpenter with R3 Home Renovation. And a lot of my customers are very green-minded and want to have a sustainable future. And so they're recycling like everybody else is, putting it on the curb. But their glass, they can't recycle. They've got to haul it themselves. So what happens is they've got one bin, and it's designated for glass. And that bin fills up. And it's time to go to the Ripple bin. But that doesn't always happen. What does happen more often than not is that another box gets set next to it, and a few bottles get put in it. And then another box, and then another box. And pretty soon you've got 16 boxes in your garage full of glass.
So did you just start walking up to people's houses and saying, got glass? Like, how did it work? How did you put it together?
Well, I started running some numbers. You know, what's a fair price? What's going to increase people's recycling? And, you know, the number one thing to increase recycling is to make it as easy as possible.
And you were actually following the process of recycle programs in the Mission Hills area.
Well, I had the idea last fall. I saw a big black trash bag sitting on the side of the road, and it was filled with nothing but glass. And I thought, geez, you know, it's a real shame that people's only choice is you can, when it comes to glass, is you can either throw it away or you can put it in your car and haul it yourself. I wanted to create a third choice. So from there, I talked to a bunch of different people. I got some great feedback from a lot of people. Then I read a Prairie Village Post article that followed Mission Hill's request for a proposal from Ripple Glass to provide them with curbside glass recycling. In the end, they decided that due to economic times, you know, they couldn't justify the expense. And there was a Ripple bin right down in Prairie Village for their residents to be able to take their glass.
And so that's when you decided to step in.
Yeah, I said, there's a need. There's people that want this service. I would love to provide this service for them.
How did you come up with the name Atlas Glass? Tell us about where that thought process came from.
Well, when I was driving down the road and I found that black trash bag, I was listening to, I have an Audible account that I pay a bunch of money that I don't really use, but I did listen to 60 hours worth of Atlas Shrugged, which was an amazing book.
The Ayn Rand book by...
Yeah,
by
Ayn Rand.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, some people call it the capitalist Bible. To me, it was a great comedy about how far in the wrong direction the pendulum can swing if good people sit by and do nothing.
It's also championing entrepreneurship and individual achievement as well.
Yes, and, you know, one of the best quotes out of that is that I swear by my life and my love of it that I will never live for the sake of another man, nor ask another man to live for mine.
And that's from John Galt.
That's John Galt saying that. That's his pledge. You know, when I think about that, I think we are asking the people that come after us to live for our sake if we don't change what we're doing and, you know, start living a sustainable lifestyle.
So you almost named it something else. What was that?
I almost named it Galt's Gulch Glass Recycling.
Galt's Gulch Glass Recycling.
It's a mouthful.
Wow, it is a mouthful and a very inside baseball in terms of what happens in the book.
Joke,
yeah,
sure.
What happens in the book Atlas Shrugged.
Uh-huh.
That was a place where everybody went when they
Everybody disappeared.
Took their achievements and quit.
Yep. They said, I'm not giving away what I'm producing for nothing. So
probably a good thing you went with Atlas Glass.
Yeah, I think it's easier.
Your business now is only in its fifth week, but you have about 60 customers. How did that process come together? And why do you think you've grown so fast?
We've gotten a great response. I've been working with some really wonderful people. One of my brother's great friends from college, Gary Schroer, helped us develop try not to say any curse words. It's the coolest logo I've seen in a long time. And he did that pro bono.
It's that cool that you have to, like, hold yourself back from saying curse words.
I got
to
keep my marine mouth to a minimum.
You sent out direct mail pamphlets to about how many people?
Our first direct mailer was 3,300 pieces. It seems like a really big number, but with direct mail, that's a really small number. And then we sent out, and that hit Mission Hills and Fairway. Then we sent out 5,000 mailers that hit most all of Brookside and parts of North Waldo.
And you got 60 customers out of probably about 8,000 mailers.
Yes.
Which is respectable in 5 weeks, but seems like a paltry number compared to all the mailers you put out. But it just goes to show the tenacity of what you have to do.
Yeah, it's not easy. It is certainly not easy.
So what was the reaction of some of the 60 that did decide to enlist your service, and how do you haul glass?
I have gotten pretty much nothing but wonderful feedback. Everybody's really excited. I'm excited to provide the service. I'm excited to be able to save people time and effort. And the way I recycle the glass is I leave in the morning, I run around in my truck, I pick up everybody's glass, and every time I pick up your glass, I leave you with a clean bin. I never have to touch the bottles. I don't have to worry about getting cut because I take the whole bin full of glass.
And you do it all yourself?
I do it all myself right now.
So far?
So far. This is an opportunity, I think, to make this company into something great and start making some jobs for our community.
I'm Jabalani LaFall, and you're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 KCUR, streaming live on kcur.org. Our guest is Damon Wittenborn, the founder of Atlas Glass, a local sustainable business that recycles glass. He's talking about how he put his glass company together, and his glass is half full as far as how his business is concerned. Kansas City, if you have any glass recycling questions, give us a call in during this conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also write in with your glass recycling questions or repurposing questions at centralstandard@kcur.org. Once again, that number is 816-235-2888 if you have questions or comments about how you recycle or repurpose your glass. Now, Damon, you said your top priority is to keep glass out of our area landfills. What's the danger of having too much glass in our landfills?
The danger is that it's a waste. You're taking all of the energy, the labor, the raw material, everything that went into that glass, and you're burying it. That doesn't make any sense to me. That glass, and also, you know, if we use 80,000 tons of glass in the Kansas City region, and these are simple numbers, and you took that times a tipping fee of $25 to throw that trash away in a landfill, that's $2 million that could have gone to something else. And that glass is now gone forever when we could have been recycling it and using it over and over to create jobs and sustain those jobs.
Did you study about the physical properties of glass and whether it was biodegradable or not and what impact it has on the environment in terms of sitting there in a landfill? Did you actually go as far as studying that and finding out a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit.
What did you find out?
Glass is, you know, it's mainly sand. If you throw glass in the landfill, it's going to sit there, and it's going to keep on sitting there, and it's going to continue to sit there.
Are there ways of turning it back into sand, or is it glass forever?
You can't necessarily turn it back into sand, but you can turn it into the next best thing, which is cullet.
And what is that?
And cullet is the final product, which is made at the Ripple plant. They take the glass, they break it up, they've got amazing machinery that, you know, it can separate the glass. It pulls off all the metal. It breaks it up. It cleans it up. And at the end of it, you get something that's about as fine as sand, and they can use that to make all sorts of different glass products.
I can imagine glass can be pretty dangerous to handle and hazardous when it contains liquid or other substances. What types of glass can't be recycled? Like, what disqualifies a glass parcel or particular glass parcel from being recycled? Is there anything where you see it and you look at it and be like, oh, this is actually trash. This is unsalvageable.
In what instance? Ceramics. A lot of people think ceramics are glass, but it's not. It's more of a pottery. We've got, what else can't be? Your window glass. If you break a window, you can't put that in the recycling bin. That actually has to go to the landfill.
Are you involved at all with work in repurposing glass? And if so, how can people repurpose their glass bottles and containers? You don't tell people how they could probably repurpose their glass?
I mean, if you go to Pinterest and look up, some people have done some beautiful, beautiful works of art using glass. You can make a glass tree. Mason jars are a great way to continue to can. If you garden, you know, you can use mason jars to can all your vegetables and keep them going for the next year and get you through the winter.
How is glass recycled? You talked a little bit about the process out of the Ripple plant. How is glass recycled?
Ripple does a great job of getting people from not just the Kansas City region, but from cities in a large radius from us to haul their glass to us, which, you know, creates more jobs and all that. It also keeps all of that glass out of the landfill. The trucks come in all day long, one truck after another, and they dump the glass. Then they come with a big front-end loader, and they pick up the glass and just put it into a chute. And after that, it zigzags back and forth, all through the plant, and finally comes out as collet.
Talking about glass recycling with Damon Wittenborn, founder of Atlas Glass, a local sustainable business that recycles glass, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888 to join the discussion on glass recycling and other repurposing endeavors. Lori in Blue Springs, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We moved here from Connecticut about 5 years ago, and back there, recycling had been big for years, and the neighbors used to actually compete with each other to see who could have the biggest recycling bin outside, and the town picked everything up. And last year, my son had to do a recycling project, and we took a picture of a jar of salsa on the shelf. We took a picture of the salsa in a bowl. We took a picture of the salsa being, the jar being washed. And then we took a picture of the salsa jar on a Ripple glass recycling container over by one of the Price Choppers. And around it we put reduce, reuse, recycle, and nobody understood it. They were like, why would you recycle glass? And we've been doing it for forever. And when we moved here, I wondered why. We went to a convention, and we wondered, how come nobody recycles? And they said, it's just cheaper to put it in the landfills here.
Well, thank you for bringing that comment to light here, Lori, on this discussion. Why wasn't anybody recycling glass? You've come into this niche late in the game. Why hadn't anybody been thinking about it before?
Well, you know, back in 99, when I left, you could recycle glass. You could throw it in with everything else. They ended that because it's hard to recycle glass in a solid stream system. Once that glass gets, if that glass gets broken, it all gets put into a big trash truck, right? Everything gets compacted as much as possible so that they can fit as much in there. Once that glass breaks and shatters and gets into all these other recyclable materials, it degrades all those other recyclable materials. So in order to recycle glass, you've pretty much got to have a separate container and a separate truck to go pick it up.
And as our listener and caller mentioned, it's cheaper, or was considered cheaper, to just throw it in the landfill, and that's something that you're trying to advocate against, both philosophically and with the business.
Right. It, you know, it was cheaper. Now you can sell the glass to Ripple.
We'll just go to Rena in Independence. How? Go ahead, Rena.
Oh, hello. Well, first of all, kudos to you on this. On this project and this new startup company. But my question is, will you be possibly at some point, what outlying areas will you be wanting to move to? Because I am on the Missouri side in Independence. I have to take mine actually down to Sugar Creek, which is real close, but it would just be great to not have to get in the car and do that.
Thank you, Rena. You started out in Kansas, in the suburban Kansas areas in and around Kansas City. Do you plan on expanding to the Missouri side?
Oh, we're already in the Missouri side.
Where at?
Most of our customers are in the Brookside area.
Are you going out to Independence?
Not going out to Independence yet. Not quite yet. You know, what? Everything has to be done in a environmentally friendly way, right? So I can't zigzag all over the town spewing out my car emissions and making things worse when I'm trying to make things better.
Philip in Midtown, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi. Yeah, we had gotten a flyer for Atlas, and one of the things which occurred to us is we were wondering, are you guys like in competition with Ripple, or how does that work? Because we certainly wouldn't want to be in a situation where he makes it where I think a lot of people would be reluctant to make it more difficult for Ripple. I guess that's sort of the question. How does that work?
Thank you, Philip, for your question. Yeah, clarify your relationship with Ripple Glass for our listeners and let us know how it came about.
That is an outstanding question, and I'm really glad that you asked it. We don't sell our glass to Ripple. We do give all of our glass to Ripple. And oftentimes, you know, as we're getting started out, we use Deffenbaugh, too, to get our glass to Ripple. In the future, you know, I think there's opportunities to start selling the glass to Ripple. But I think I've got enough money in the service that the service can take care of the company. And once we start selling, we can start using that money to have different accounts. Like if you're a part of an HOA, you can have an account with Ripple. All the glass that I pick up and take to Ripple, we could sell to Ripple, and we could bring that money back to your community and start doing good things in your community.
Right now, you make most of your money by charging clients for the pickup. How much do you charge typically?
Our current rates are $10 a month for biweekly service. That includes a clean bin every single time. We've got a six-month subscription, which costs $60. If you buy a one-year subscription, then we give you 12 months for the price of 12, or 11, sorry.
What's next for you? How do you plan on growing the business? Who would you like to target? What communities would you like to target? What types of businesses or institutions would you like to target? Lay it out for us.
I want to get a Ripple bin in your guys' break room over here.
Wow.
You know, I'd like to get a Ripple bin in every office building. I'd like to get a Ripple bin in any restaurant that isn't already recycling with Ripple. The glass will still, of course, go to Ripple.
You're interested in partnering with charities as well.
I would love to partner with charities. You know, once we've got enough customers, we have an opportunity to get input and feedback from them on which charities they'd like to participate in, and we can rent a Penske truck once a quarter and go around and start collecting for those charities.
Do you plan to expand beyond glass and look at other recyclable materials? And if so, what types of other recyclable materials will you look at?
I'm going to meet with Bridging the Gap next Tuesday, and I'd like to talk to them about doing another service that would be alongside the glass service, where also once a quarter or maybe once a month, you could take all your batteries or you've got old cell phones or you've got any of those hard to recycle materials, computers, computer monitors, set them out on the curb and we'll take them for you. We'll get them to Bridging the Gap. We'll keep them out of the landfill.
Have you always been eco-conscious, or is this something that struck you recently when you got out of the Corps? What's been your environmental philosophy? Has it always been this stringent against waste?
I think my environmental philosophy is common sense. You know, common sense rules my life. It doesn't make sense to throw away what you've worked so hard to create.
Ultimately, where would you like to see this business grow to? Ultimately, what's your goal?
My goal is to make as big an impact as possible through, you know, recycling glass, moving on to recycling other hard-to-recycle materials. I'd like to work with Deffenbaugh. I'd like to work with everybody to just make us more sustainable and improve our future.
And so is it more about impact, environmental impact, or about business? Or is it about even?
You know, in order to keep passion and to keep a good attitude and stay enthusiastic, it really needs to be about the environment and it doesn't need to be about the money.
Our guest is Damon Wittenborn, the founder of Atlas Glass, a local sustainable business that recycles glass that he started out of sheer desire to see a better environment. Thank you very much for joining us on today's Central Standard.
Thank you so much, Javani.
And tune in tomorrow when the food critics drop by and set the table with a conversation about their favorite eateries and dishes. Today's show is produced by Tamika Weatherspoon. Our regular producer is Andrea Salenzi, and executive producer is Bill Anderson. Kim Noble is our announcer behind the boards, and Emily Muter manages our website at kcur.org, where you can find today's program podcasted, as well as other programs throughout the week and archived programming as well. Central Standard's intro theme music is by Miles Bonney. The outro you're hearing right now is by The Wilnots. Up to Date is next with author Mark Neely on his new Abraham Lincoln book. That plus your weekend to-do list, and stay tuned for KCUR and Up to Date's coverage of Google's announcement on its high-speed network here in the Kansas City metro area. I'm Jabalani LaFall, and this is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.